You're listening to the Live, Love, Engage podcast. On today's show, you're going to hear from an expert who has a way for you to get rid of stress quickly and easily. Stay tuned. I am Gloria Grace Rand, founder of The Love Method and author of the number one Amazon bestseller, Live, Love, Engage, How to Stop Doubting Yourself and Start Being Yourself. In this podcast, we share practical advice from a spiritual perspective on how to live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically so you can create a life and business with more impact, influence, and income. Welcome to Live, Love, Engage. Namaste and welcome to Live, Love, Engage. I am Gloria Grace Rand, and today I am really excited to talk with some wonderful woman about how to clear stress in 3 minutes or less. And I love how that rolls off the tongue. And her name is a wonderful name. Her name is Joy. So I'm first off, welcome to Live, Love, Engage.
Thank you so much. Your is a wonderful name as well, Gloria Grace. Rolls off the tongue.
Well, thank you. My mother appreciates that because I take no credit for it. She's the one who named me.
Yeah. But I named myself to remind myself of what I decided to embody, and it works fantastically well. I highly recommend it.
I like that. I think that's a very good way to do because, yeah, we can change whatever we want anytime.
We really can.
Can't we? Absolutely. Well,
I'm sorry.
No, that's okay. we're just getting into this interview already, but I do want to actually share with my listeners and our viewers out there a little bit more about why I have you on the show today. So Joy is a stress and trauma expert, an ex-corporate executive, and inadvertent shaman. Okay, I'm going to have to ask you about that later. She has died 6 times, and each time she has been returned with different perspectives and uncommon abilities to help others. And she is living proof that you only get to die when it's your time. Doctors have given up on her on 6 unrelated occasions, and she had to learn to heal herself. And she is certified in more than a dozen holistic healing modalities and is living proof that incurable means curable only from within. And boy, I believe that too. Absolutely. So let's get right to it and talk about what I mentioned at the beginning. So how did you become an expert on clearing stress in 3 minutes or less?
I was hit by a drunk driver.
Yeah.
Yes. I was 24 years old and I was at the top of my game. And I had actually just recovered from the first time I died, which was at 15 flying off a cliff on a motorbike. I was declared dead on the operating table for 2.5 minutes.
Wow.
And when I was returned, the doctors said I'd never walk again and that they wanted to amputate my leg. I told the doctor I'd not only walk, I would dance on his grave, and that's actually how I became a medal-winning ballroom and Latin dancer. But I smashed up my leg so badly that nobody noticed 13 displaced vertebrae in my spine.
Mm.
So it took me about 7 years to literally get back on my feet and discover that I had a real knack for building businesses and making money. It was my favorite thing. And I was married to a man who loved that about me, and he was a perfect house husband, and so it was a perfect match. And I grew pretty quick, too big for my little country, New Zealand, and I needed a bigger pond to swim in. So I persuaded him to move to Australia so that we could grow our businesses there. And I'd been there just a few months when I was hit by the drunk driver. And all of the spinal injuries from the motorbike accident reactivated, and I couldn't walk or stand for more than a few minutes, or speak without stuttering, or lift a glass with my left hand. I lost 70% of the strength in the left side of my body. But the most challenging thing was any time I went into any kind of stress, the soft tissue would swell at the back of my neck, base of my neck. Blood would stop going to my brain, and I would have about 3 minutes before I blacked out. I never knew if I'd wake up from any of the blackouts. And I was blacking out several times a day because it was a very stressful time.
Oh, gosh.
And each one of those blackouts, I know, each one of those blackouts caused an oxidative stress wall in my forebrain. So after a couple of years of intermittent oxygen deprivation, doctors said, you're going to be dead or brain dead by the time you're 30. So I walked with death for 18 months. As I learned to become a world expert on clearing stress in 3 minutes or less, because it was that or die. My tools are really good. And sharing them is what makes my crazy cartoon life make sense. So death taught me how to live. When you wake up in the morning and if you don't know whether or not you're going to see the end of the day, you get a really good opportunity to have a look at your life and go, okay, well, if I die today, what am I going to take to God as the sum total of everything I achieved? Hey, God, I made all this money. I broke through the glass ceiling on all of these industries and I just never consciously heard anybody do it. And suddenly all of the things that I had considered so very impressive just didn't look so crash hot when I took it to God as the sum total of everything I'd done off my own. So I sat until I found something that I would be proud to take to God. And it was, I made each life that I touched more joyful. That was what I founded my life on. So after the doctors gave up on me, I started studying holistic medicine because I clearly wasn't going to be able to die. I tried to kill myself and that wasn't going to work. And I'd already proven that I couldn't. So I set about healing myself. And as I journeyed through all of these incredible modalities that were pretty esoteric and hidden away, I uncovered these epic tools and skills that I would have given my IT for as an executive, like how to relax instantly, how to keep a clear head no matter what's going on, how to clear stress from your body. These things alone rocked my world. And if you go to my website, experiencejoy.com, I will send you a video, a 15-minute video that shows you how to do these three things. Mm. And what I ask from you is that you measure your stress levels on a scale of 1 to 100, with 100 being and 0 being. And do each one of these tools with me, giving it a fair go to find out whether or not it actually works. And when you get to the end and you measure your stress levels again, you share these tools. Because everybody needs to know these things. Life is not getting any less stressful. Stress is the actual pandemic that has been on the planet for decades, killing people. The AMA tells us that more than 90% of illness is stress-related. 90%.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the thing, Gloria. It's not stressful situations that cause long-term issues. It's the fact that we had no ability to deal with the stress that situations cause. Instead of learning how to resolve it, we're taught, oh, you take a pill, have a drink, have sex, go to church, work harder, work smarter, do anything except actually address the issue.
Mm.
And so we're suppressing symptoms, ignoring causes. Look, it's kind of like putting masking tape on the oil warning light in the car because you don't like the message that it's sending you. It's not a long-term helpful thing to do.
No, definitely not.
Mm-mm. But when we go in and address the cause, symptoms go away. I have watched this miracle a million times. It never ceases to delight me. I want to talk a little bit more about that and how stress works in the body. Is that okay?
Yeah, absolutely. Please do. I would love that.
So imagine your body is a three-dimensional hologram with conscious, subconscious, and body. So you've got an issue in the conscious mind, let's say resentment around somebody. There's nothing I can do about it. I'm just going to put it out of my mind. The issue that's been created for your own personal growth and development doesn't just flit off into pieces. Undealt with, it moves forward to a subconscious level where it starts manifesting as dreams and stray thoughts. Hello, do you with me now? No, I can't. I'm not even going to look at it because they're not going to change and I'm just going to hurt. All right, I've got no option but to move forward to a body level where I will manifest as pain and dis-ease and disharmony. I'm in your face, deal with me now.
Right.
But as we just talked about, instead of going, oh, thank you, pain, so much for drawing my attention to an unresolved issue, you go, oh, pain, I don't like that. Where's a pill? And we take that. Right. Which, you know, again, you might as well just take the batteries out of the fire alarm because you don't like the noise. So not only is the issue, is the stressor still in the body, but now we have a drug to deal with. Mm-hmm. And the issue gets suppressed deeper and it has to express itself in more and more profound ways. My passion became psychoneuroimmunology, which is how the way we think affects our health and well-being. Because when I first learned about this, it annoyed the hell out of me. My kinesiology master would say, oh, that's interesting. You know, let's have a look at what part of your body the emotions live in. I mean, this is not an emotional thing. I flew off a cliff on a motorbike. I was hit by a drunk driver. I had all these physical things happen to my body. And he would say, oh, yes, but isn't it interesting how you only, even though I flew off that motorbike wearing a full face helmet and a bikini, they never found the bikini top. I mean, I was a teenager. I only destroyed my leg and my spine. And so let me just have a look right now where your issues are in your body, for example. If the issue is on the left side, it's pertaining to home, relationships. The issue is on the right, it's dad, work, money, logic, how you outfit yourself in the world. If the issue is on the back, it's past. Please clear me so we can move forward. If the issue is on the front, it's up for you to deal with right now. And then it goes into different parts of the body. And I learned a lot of this from specialized kinesiology and behavioral genetics, but another wonderful resource is Louise Hay, Heal Your Life. If you don't have that book, get it. It's amazing. It's a blueprint. I'm sure you've seen it.
Yeah, I have. Yeah, every time I look it up, if there's something's going on with me, it's like, okay, what is this? What is my body trying to tell me?
Exactly, because when we learn to listen to our bodies and give it what it needs, it stops yelling at you. I mean, I think one of her, when I read that cancer was long-term resentment, my mind blew.
Really?
I mean, think about how many women we know have breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Breasts represent nurturing. How many of those women have spent their whole lives nurturing everybody except themselves and feel resentful, long-term resentment about it?
Yeah.
Where the cancer is tells you what the resentment is around.
Wow.
So I did my best to disprove this. You know, skeptics make the best combats. But after a while, I realized, oh, my God, this makes perfect sense. My body's been talking to me all this time. Actually, the one of the most profound transformations that I experienced in talking to my body was after the bike accident. I wouldn't let the doctors amputate my leg, but I did metaphorically what I wouldn't let them do because the pain was so bad and I had no idea how to deal with it. Beyond what I'd been taught, which was put it aside and soldier on.
Yeah.
You got taught the same thing. Not helpful. I wondered why my leg wouldn't heal. You can't heal. Well, you don't own. It was only when I learned to treat my pain like a crying child and then hold my leg and say, I am so sorry, you are not a bad leg. You are a wonderful leg. You reach all the way to the ground. You've done all of these things despite all of the horrible things I've said and done to you. I'm sorry. Please, what do you need? I am listening now. Well, not coincidentally, things took quite a turn for the better after that. And I have, over the years of learning how to deeply listen, respect, and respond to my body, I can make it do impossible things. Impossible things, according to the Western medical profession.
What? Give me an example. What would be one?
Well, I walked again. I have a lovely example. So after the doctor said that I would be brain dead by 30, I learned to treat my brain like a massively sophisticated bioorganic supercomputer. And so I learned how to reprogram the neurological pathways of my brain to bypass all of the injuries because I no longer had access to my frontal lobes. in the tests, my frontal lobe scanned like an autistic child.
Wow.
In everything that people consider simple. Hmm. But in things that people consider difficult, I scan as genius. Hmm. Because, okay, I can't think forward or remember back, so I had to learn how to think up and look down. Perspective is my superpower. Oh. I can't see things the same way. I don't respond to life in the same way as many humans. I can see and do things most people can't, though, like look at a situation, a business, a person, an illness or whatever, go and find out what their issue is, how it's being affected on multiple realms and dimensions, what the solutions are, implement that solution and transform something. So, for example, at 30, I had co-created Australia's first end-user computing support organization. I had created essentially an entirely new industry within the industry to provide end-user support, which hadn't been invented yet because it was the time of mainframes and personal computers were still new.
Yeah.
I know. And so it was very simple for me to see that what was happening in the industry, what needed to happen in order to be able to save that. And that's how I became the first individual ever to be nominated for an IT&T Excellence Award in industry development.
Congratulations.
So I have a very different way of thinking. Thank you. Yeah, yeah. It just bugged the hell out of the old boys' network.
I'm sure.
So much fun with him.
Well, yeah, I mean, especially because you're a woman and you have computers, number one. And
my God, they hated me so much. I remember I created a program in which would solve 46% of end-user personal computing costs, save and on average $6.5 million per quarter per department.
Mm.
And I was so proud of this. It was genius because different brain.
Right.
And I'm getting comments like, that's what happens when you let a woman out of the kitchen. And I'm like, they did not want me to succeed, but I did. So I learned how to reprogram the brain by thinking new thoughts. So it's not something that only I can do. If you don't have an autistic frontal lobe, then you have a huge advantage over me because you can choose to create new thoughts or to think new thoughts. Yeah, you. And look, to be honest with you, the real reason I bring so much hope and help to the world is not anything to do with the letters after my name and the impressive bits of paper I've acquired. It's because people could look at me and go, okay, well, if she can do it, I've got a chance. And it's absolutely true. Using the same tools that I used to be able to make my brain work in different ways.
Mm. That's awesome. You're blowing my mind a bit, and I love your energy, and I love your enthusiasm, and I love that you're also quite brilliant. So I'm really glad that you're here. But one thing I wanted to ask you about, because I just loved the turn of phrase that you used in the bio. It said that you were an inadvertent shaman. So explain that to me.
Oh my God!
What do you mean by that?
Well, it was not my intention. I was a business executive. You know, I loved building corporations. I loved creating change. I loved kicking ass in the old boys' network. Mm-hmm. If you told me that I would end up 20 years later as a shaman traveling the world teaching people how to reprogram their brains, I would have laughed you out of my space. But here's the thing. We only use the tiniest amount of our brain.
Mm-hmm.
And as I began to access different parts of my brain, I gained different perspectives.
Mm.
And there's never ever saw anything like this coming.
Mm.
But when you don't have the ability to think forward and remember back, I became a master of living in the moment, and there was no way that I could plan.
Hmm.
So I had no option but to give it all to God. All right, you've created me like this, so I guess this is how it's going to be, which means that you have to organize everything because I can't. And and that actually gave me an enormous advantage because previously anything that I had like tried to organize, I'm not good at figuring out how anything. And maybe you're the same way, not so good at figuring out how. Mm-hmm. And yet, have you noticed that even though you've never known how, somehow or other, the exact perfect person, circumstance, situation has been provided for you in the precise moment that you need it?
Oh, absolutely. I just finished writing my first book, and I talk about that a couple of times this happened. I had decided that I was going to run a mastermind. And within probably a day or two, I got an email from someone who was teaching how to run masterminds. I was like, okay, cool. I'll sign up for that. And then what was the other time was, when I decided to write my book, and this was a download that I got during a meditation that God said, you have to write a book about love. And I'm like, I do marketing. What are you talking about? But then that day, there was an email from Hay House offering a writer's boot camp on how to write a book. And it was like, okay, well, yeah, clearly this is more in their realm. So I signed up for that. So it absolutely, to be aware of those signs, they're out there. But I do believe you have to be aware though, right? Would you agree?
Yes. And if you're paying attention for you, dear viewer or listener, mm-hmm. just take a moment to think, has that ever happened to you? Have you been in a situation where, I have no idea how that happened. I'm so grateful and so lucky. No, you're not. It's not about luck. Your angels work their ass off to make sure that you have what you need. Mm-hmm. And the more that you learn to give credit where credit is due, the more that you begin to observe and go, oh, actually, you know, maybe it's not a coincidence that all of these things have happened so that I can do this. And it happens, of course, at the perfect time. Never a moment too soon. Never a moment too late so that you know it's them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
And that includes all of the extreme challenges. That includes all of the things you never think that you're going to be able to survive. I understand those things.
Yes, you do. Goodness gracious.
Uh-huh. So basically, I mean, I'm in that situation right now. I'm in number 6 of the incurable diagnoses. Mm-hmm. With my jaw. I am the poster child for, if you have any kind of metal sensitivity, don't get dental implants. Mine nearly killed me, literally. They were ripped out of my mouth just in time, but an incurable bone infection set in and ate away most of my jaw.
Oh, my goodness.
And then I managed to bring that to a halt, but then last year a staph infection dissolved the bone above my trigeminal nerve, exposing it.
Oh, dear.
And that's documented as the most excruciating pain known to man and woman, too. I can verify that. Mm. So I'm in a position where I've told God, all right, fix me or take me. Those are your options. And the surgeon who looked in my mouth basically gasped and said, oh, my God, what happened to you? You're so young. And I told her and asked her, is there any hope? And she said, well, no, my dad wasn't as bad off as you, and I send him everywhere. And that's good to know. That's important to know. Because the Western medical profession, they have their skills, they have their place, but you're the living expert on you.
That's true.
And I have already proven, well, God's already proven, that I only get to die when I'm supposed to, and that these things will resolve. So I know it's not going to come through a traditional form. I'm fine with that. I've set up a GoFundMe campaign, my apprentice has, and obviously anything that you want to donate in order to help keep my voice in the world is greatly appreciated. And I think that where it's going to come from is community. If somebody's going to say, I want to keep her voice in the world, or I know a sponsor who will pay for these treatments. I mean, anything that I need is like $10,000 a treatment, and going to have 12 treatments and whatnot. So maybe there's somebody out there that will go, oh, I know a guy who can print you a jaw. Or I don't know. I don't know how it will happen. I'm just giving thanks. So if you're listening to this and watching this and finding any of it helpful or inspiring, want to keep my voice in the world, then, and you know somebody who might want to sponsor, but basically you're my legacy. I am doing all of these interviews now because whichever way it goes with my jaw, I am impelled to make sure that all of the tools and the skills that I had to acquire during my strange and peculiar life, I want to make sure that everybody has them, because you living a more joyful, less stressful, worry-free life where you understand what your body is saying and how to function with it, this is my legacy.
Mm.
So take the tools, use them, and go to my website, experiencejoy.com, and gather up everything and find out how well they work and share them, because the people that you share them with, that's my legacy too. The good that we do ripples out and beyond.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that's, thanks for hearing that little update.
Absolutely. Well, I want to ask you one other thing, and that is the fact that I know you said your joy is who you are, but you have two other descriptions for what you are. Can you share those with our audience?
Oh, well, actually, I have a bunch, but Facebook would only allow. all right. They don't let you just have one name. I was Joy Phoenix until spontaneous combustion just was too exhausting. And White Peacock Woman was actually the result of a prophecy. I don't choose these names. I mean, I'm like, really? That's just as woo-woo as it gets. I'm a very low woo-woo, no foo-foo tolerance person. You know, everything I teach, everything I am, it has to be rad, replicable, applicable, demonstrable. You know, produce immediate positive results in 3 minutes. I'm very like, so it was, you're the first person that's asked me this, so you're the first person I'm telling. White Peacock was actually the result of a prophecy in Canyon de Chelly. I was at an Earthkeepers conference. Mm. And I arrived a bit late, not late, like everybody had gathered, and I just took a moment going around the circle to all of these other shamans who had gathered in a sacred place to bring healing to the planet. Mm. And the only person who didn't meet my eyes was he was doing his own thing, he was the Bodhisattva who had gathered us here. And as I sat down, I'm carrying my vest on, he sits himself up and he goes, "Sister who walks with the staff." And I'm going, "I'm in trouble." He said, "You have died 6 times in this life and you will die once more. But this time you will arise not as the phoenix, but as the peacock." And I'm going, "What the? Why doesn't know me from a jar of Vegemite? What does he mean I'm going to die again? Does it mean that like this weekend? I don't think I want to. And peacock, are you kidding me? I don't even like peacocks. I was raised to believe that the peacock feather was the evil. I know. It's just like, and if you think I'm changing my name again, this is just, this is not a happy joy. So I did get sick that weekend, which freaked me out completely, but I didn't die. But that story is too weird and wild for this this show. But basically, I was bitten by a brown recluse next to the brainstem. I asked upstairs management for increased brain functioning, and brown recluse answered my prayer and said, "Well, if you can alchemize this bite, then you'll get to live, and you'll also get 25% increased brain functioning." So, okay, that's highly incentivizing. So basically I learned that peacocks are revered in so many religions because of their ability to eat poisonous plants and venomous snakes and spiders and alchemize that venom into the glory of their feathers.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I work with peacock people who have incarnated into particular lineages and societal niches to alchemize the poisonous patterns and behaviors into the glory of their choice.
Hmm.
It's a thing. There's a lot of people here clearing for the collective. Wow. Those are the people I help. My market is I empower the people who empower other people. It's efficient. I've got to be efficient. So as White Peacock Woman, I learned alchemy. I had 3 bites. The last one, I had one last year. Black Widow came in and bit me, and she was the one who taught me alchemy. Wow. When I asked her, I decided that anything this painful had to have enormous gifts attached, and I would not stop until I had finished unpacking all of them. And I knew I wasn't going to die, because that's already been made clear. And also, Brown Recluse was the spider that evolved me into this next grandest, even more peculiar version of myself. So I knew that this was an initiation, and that I was going to get to the end of it, so I might as well get to the bottom of it and find out what the deal is, you know. So I asked Black Widow to be my mentor. She said nothing, so I took that as a yes and just went forward assuming she is my teacher. I am learning things, because anything else sent me into horrible fear.
Yeah.
So the Black Widow bite is like 15 times more venomous than a rattlesnake or something. That's just like, rah! And I think this is too big of a story. I'm not sure whether this is the appropriate audience or how far to go down this rabbit hole, but basically she taught me alchemy. I learned accelerated healing. I learned about a whole different kind of web. She did become my mentor. When I asked her about how does Black Widow and White Peacock dance together, what's the deal with that? She said, well, you know, peacocks need, use venom to alchemize. I provide the venom. And it was at that moment I realized, ooh, I can just figure out how to alchemize this venom. I can start dissolving the oxidative stress walls in my forebrain. And it took me 7 months, but I have access to so much more than I had before. Mm-hmm. And that's been a great, great gift. Mm-hmm. Actually, the first time I realized just how powerful it was, I'd come to Los Angeles. And I was doing an interview with the LA Times with my mate Greta for the Red Tent. I walked into Greta's house and I sneezed like a mad thing, massively allergic to cats. Sneezed thoroughly mm-hmm. for an hour. This can't happen. This woman's coming. I've got to fix this. So I put my hand on the bite and my other hand on the allergies. I'll never forget this moment. And I said, grandmother spider, please, can you help me? I felt the energy of the widow come up. I'm not kidding. Confront the allergies, say, Black Widow, bitches, there's no room for you here. And poof, they explode. My eyes instantly dried up. My throat opened up. I stopped sneezing. I have not been allergic to cats ever since. I spent the next 6 weeks cat-sitting a cat who absolutely had to sleep wrapped around my neck. It was just like, so that's an example of why I became very devoted to studying with my Black Widow teacher. So the gifts from that were extraordinary. And then I evolved. My life process is one of continually evolving into the next grandest version of myself.
Yeah.
And I found that this works exceptionally well for me because, trying to be enlightened isn't too hard and too much pressure. But in continual evolution, I'm always perfect in my imperfection. So White Dragon Risen was the next prophesized evolutionary phase, and that's what I'm in at the moment. And it is a whole different level of alchemy that I was prepared for. I look at my life and go, oh my God, are you listening to the story? I live by the 12th commandment, darling.
Okay. And what is that?
Thou shalt not bore God. That's why God loves me so much. Never boring. Never.
I love it. I love it. And I love you. I am so glad that we've connected. I love Facebook because it has, for all of its faults, and there are many, it has brought me in touch with some amazing people, and you are absolutely one of them. And I am really blessed that you have entered my life. And I hope who's ever watching this and listening has gotten tremendous benefit out of it, because I know I have, and just listening to you share your story and to share the gifts that you've gotten and how you've overcome adversity. And that is what life is all about, really. It is about living and growing and learning and doing it all over again. So I love
true. That. We don't get to choose what's going to happen to us, but we can learn to choose our responses, and it's this choice that matters, because it's this choice that determines what happens next.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you so much for having me on and for your kind and wonderful words. Gloria Grace.
Well, thank you for being here. And again, make sure if you're listening and watching, go to experiencejoy.com if you want to connect with Joy. And I will have that information in the show notes as well. And yeah, and take advantage of that video that she offered to learn how to relax instantly. And because, yeah, the world doesn't seem to want to get any less stressful at the moment, but we can do things.
We got to skill up. We got to help one another up. It's not going to get any less stressful.
Yeah.
We need to acquire the skills in order to be able to be all we came here to be. We were born for these times.
Absolutely. I absolutely believe that. So awesome. Well, thank you again for being with us. I so appreciate you. And I appreciate everyone out there listening and watching on YouTube. Thank you so much for being part of our community. And until next time, as always, I encourage you to go out and live fully, love deeply, and engage authentically.
Did you know that a majority of entrepreneurs tend to discount the importance of their work? And a good number feel their success is simply due to luck. I know from personal experience that self-doubt can keep you from having the kind of life and business you desire. That's why I've created a free guide called Uniquely You, How to Move from Self-Doubt to Self-Love in 4 Simple Steps. To claim your free guide, go to liveloveengage.gift. That's liveloveengage.gift.